Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
A happy Wednesday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. We got a stacked show for you guys today. Johnny Venezzi going to join us here in a little bit to break down the college baseball tournament. We got a bracket. We'll dive into that with him. We'll also talk some Major League Baseball. We'll talk NBA and NHL playoffs. We'll get to some golf as well, the Canadian Open with a little Shark Tank. Casey Hudson will join me later on in the show to for Model Making Money. Then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays for today. As always, any questions, comments, best bets, thoughts that you guys have, let us know. Twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/OdysseySports. Or you can go to Twitter and Instagram at the BetQL app as well and let us know what you guys are on. If you miss any part of the show, you can go catch it on the Send It In podcast wherever you get your podcast. We'll start things off with some MLB here real quick as we'll run through today's slate of games. We got the Pirates and the Tigers underway right now. Scooble and Jared Jones, really good pitching matchup, like the under 6.5 in that game today. We got the Cardinals and the Reds in Cincinnati starting in about 10 minutes. Frankie Montas on the mound today for Cincinnati going up against Andre Pallante for St. Louis. I'll take the Reds to bounce back after losing at home last night 7-1. Diamondbacks and Rangers. We got the World Series rematch. Rangers won yesterday. We got them as home dogs. Today they're favored, so I'm on the D-backs. This series is all about price for me. I like getting plus 110 today with Aaron Zona and Ryan Nelson on the mound, so I'll take the Snakes. Phillies and the Giants. Now we're starting to see some regression here a little bit from Philadelphia after such a hot start to the season, a record-setting pace. Now they're starting to trip up a little bit. Lost last night to the Giants, 1-0 in extra innings, and Kyle Harrison's on the mound tonight for San Francisco. The Giants have won their last 8 games in which Harrison has started. I'll take the Giants plus 105 today. Dodgers and the Mets. James Paxton going up against David Peterson. A little bit of a small line. Dodgers minus 125 at Citi Field today. They swept the doubleheader yesterday. I'm going to take the Mets today. Bounce back, get a win, plus 105. Marlins and the Padres. Braxton Garrett against Yu Darvish. That game's going to be a pass for me today. Pirates and Tigers play a doubleheader today. Paul Skeens on the mound for the Pirates in their doubleheader. I'll ride with the Pirates in the first 5 because all of Paul Skeens' starts have gotten off to a great start, and then the Pirates just blow it at the end. So I'll back Pittsburgh in the first 5. Red Sox and Orioles today, over-under of 7.5 in that game between Corbin Burns and Cutter Crawford. Very good starting pitching matchup. I'll take under 7.5 in Baltimore tonight. Athletics and Rays don't want to lay minus 185 with Tampa. They keep getting priced like the Rays team that we've seen the past 4 or 5 years, and they just haven't been that up to this point, so I'll stay away. Give me the Nationals plus 135 against the Braves tonight. Got the pitching advantage with Mackenzie Gore on the mound. Already beat Atlanta a couple days ago. Their pitching's been very good so far against the Braves. I'll take the Nats plus 135 today. Cubs and Brewers, Imanaga on the mound for Chicago tonight going up against Bryce Wilson. I'll take the under 7.5 until Imanaga proves that he's going to have a bad start. Got to keep taking him. Royals and Twins, Seth Lugo against Bailey Ober. I'll back Kansas City plus 110 Royals money line to get the win today. Blue Jays and White Sox, Alek Manoa against Chris Flexen. I'll take the over. Both lineups have not been good this season, but both pitchers have not been good either, so I'll take the over there in Chicago. Guardians and Rockies will be a pass for me today. Yankees, I think, bounce back. I'll take them on the run line after losing to the Angels last night. Luis Gill's on the mound for him. He's been good this season. And then Astros and Mariners, 9:40 p.m. Eastern time start. Justin Verlander going up against George Kirby. I'll take the over 7 in that game. I think because of the two pitchers, we expect it to be low scoring. I like the over. I like the Astros to get the win, minus 105 as well. All right, let's talk some college baseball, though. We go to the Glasser guest line, and Johnny Venezia joins us. You can follow Johnny on X at Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. And Johnny, the bracket is out for the college baseball tournament. What are your initial thoughts as you look at the bracket? All right, looks like we're having some technical issues there with Johnny. Johnny, can you hear us at all? He's in his car. All right, we'll try and get Johnny work, and we'll see if we can get him back there. We will move on and talk some playoff page as we try and get Johnny back. We will look at the NBA series that we have left after Minnesota won last night and force a game 5 against the Dallas Mavericks. Minnesota 4.5-point favorites in that game 5 against Dallas. The total is 209.5. I think what's interesting about this series is the fact that Dallas obviously won the first 3 games. They are up and the over hit in all 3 of those games. And then the one game that Minnesota wins, the score goes under the total. I think it might be correlated, right? I don't know if Minnesota can really score with Dallas. When Luke and Kyrie are cooking, it might be tough for Minnesota to keep pace. So I think if you like the Wolves, keep betting the under. And I think if you like Dallas, to bet the over. I think both of those things are probably correlated with one another. However, in that game 5, I will take the Mavs plus the points at plus 4.5. I do think Minnesota wins the game, but all 4 of these games have been tight. They've been one possession. They've come down to the wire. And I think Dallas plus 4.5, getting all those points, is worth the play. Maybe you see how the first quarter plays out. Expect Minnesota, obviously, to come out with a ton of energy. Their backs are against the wall. They've been great in those situations so far in this postseason. Maybe you can get an even bigger number with Dallas. You can get something outside of the 2 possessions, plus 6.5, plus 7.5. But I'll take the Mavs plus 4.5 there in game 5. Props right now aren't out for all of the markets, so nothing's standing out to me right now, but I do like the Mavs plus 4.5. Currently on the series line, Dallas is minus 650. The Wolves are plus 450. I still don't think it's a good enough price to take Minnesota. Again, no team in the NBA has ever come back from 0-3. And even though Minnesota's favored in game 5, they're probably going to be favored in game 7. You know, game 6 is probably going to be close to a pick'em, so I would stay away from Wolves plus 450, hoping that you get a better number on that series price. As for the NHL, Stars and Oilers, Oilers are minus 135, Stars are plus 115 tonight. I'll take Edmonton to bounce back. Game 3, I didn't want to touch in this series. I thought whoever won, I would take the other side in game 4, and that's the way that I'm feeling. I like Edmonton tonight, minus 135 to get the job done. They were minus 125 yesterday, so hopefully you got them, but I still like them. Minus 135. We're looking at an over, too. We had a couple unders early on in this series, but now that each team has kind of felt one another out and they know how each is playing the defense, I think we could see another high-scoring game. So I like the over 6. I like the Oilers to win the game. And then Panthers with a huge win last night in overtime to get that big win that they need in the series to tie it up at 2. They're minus 115 against the Rangers in game 5. They're now minus 135 to win the series. I like the Panthers. I actually think this series is going to go 7 games, and I think the road team is going to win every game the rest of the way. I think the Panthers win game 5, Rangers win game 6, and I think the Panthers win game 7 as well. So I think it's going to be a great series to bet game by game, but that was a huge win for the Panthers last night. They're the better team. The Rangers, both of their wins have been in overtime, and credit to them that they keep sending it to overtime, whereas we know anything can happen in playoff hockey. I think they're the better team now, and I'll take the Panthers to win game 5, and I'll take them to win the series also. Being told that we have Johnny V and that he should be good to go, so we'll try and bring him up here on Send It In. Johnny, you got me? Everything good with you?
What's going on, brother? Sorry, my phone's nine toes in the grave. I got an iPhone 14 Plus, first upgrade, first new phone in 6 years on the way. So hopefully this is the last phone I'll need for this show, and we got a better upgrade coming along the way.
Well, no sweat, Johnny. Hopefully we can win a lot of money here during the tournament and get you a new phone. Johnny Venezia, join us. You can follow Johnny on X at Johnny VTV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. All right, Johnny, we've been talking college baseball for the last couple months every Monday. We've been talking about these teams. People that tuned in have a good idea of who's had some good years this season. Now that the bracket is out, when you finally got it in front of you, what were some of your initial thoughts when you were looking at it?
Some of my initial thoughts were, oh my God, some of my biggest horses have to get past each other on the left side of the bracket. But, you know, I think what I've learned now is you take all the teams that you like, that you think have a path and have a good number on them throughout the year, and, you know, you have to recalibrate and readjust once the brackets are out. Now that they are, now I'm feeling like I need a couple teams in each of the four quadrants, kind of balance it out on both sides of the bracket, so potentially have a couple teams that can play each other in late June. And overall, I feel pretty good. I feel like the teams that I have can ultimately make a run. And, you know, I got a couple teams that I feel like are being a little bit slept on here in the market, Peach.
Well, I'm excited to break some of these down. So we got 16 regionals for the first round, Johnny. As you look at all of those, what are some of your favorites that you've already bet?
You know, I think one of my favorites, and it's kind of reflected in a futures price, is Dallas Baptist. They were 90-1 preseason, just about, and over the year they moved up to like 50-1, even 45-1 in some spots. And after the draw came out that a red hot Dallas Baptist team was going to Tucson to be in Arizona's region, they drifted all the way back to 90-1 on some books, and I think that's incorrect. So, you know, you could get Baptist at like +180 to win the region, which is good. You get them about 7-1 to win the super region, meaning to make it to Omaha. But at 90-1, a Dallas Baptist team that is has one of the best pitchers in college baseball in Ryan Johnson, sub-2 ERA, 3 complete games this year. They have an elite lineup with Grant Jay, their catcher, who's going to be a top-10 pick next year. A lot of depth, a lot of balance, a lot of talent. And, you know, I think if you don't want to take the 90-1 on DBU, you can get even a 7-1 to make the College World Series on certain books, which means they have to get past the Arizona region and then the winner of LSU, UNC's Chapel Hill region, which I do believe it is LSU. And, you know, I think DBU in the 7-1 territory just to make Omaha is way too big. And it's a place I'd be looking to put some money on.
All right, as for the games on Friday, Johnny, I mean, it's just going to be an awesome day. It's kind of like the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament in college basketball where you got all these games going on. It's going to be the same thing for college baseball. I don't know if lines are out yet, but I'm sure there are certain matchups that you already got your eye on, that you already know that you're going to bet with certain pitchers taking the mound. What are some games that people should have their eye on that you like betting there on that Friday?
Well, you'd be happy to know that MGM was the first book I saw out that was putting out some Friday plays. So kudos to BetMGM. And nice. One of the early plays that I really like is Nebraska Moneyline, an underdog in the 2-3 matchup against the Florida Gators. Gators, I've been very vocal about this week on my podcast, Breaking Bet. They should not have gotten in. They do not deserve it. They're one game over .500. All because their AD is on the committee who decides it, that's in and out. But nevertheless, Nebraska's got a Friday guy that's awesome. One of the 10 to 12 best pitchers in the country this year by the name of Brett Sears. 2 flat ERA. Nebraska was very good in the Big Ten this year. They're an underdog to a Florida team that's throwing freshman Liam Peterson, who's had a rough year, but he has been better of late. And, you know, the Gators do have a talented offense, but the fact is Nebraska has been butter behind Brett Sears, and the fact that you're getting them as an underdog because you're paying an SEC tax for Florida, I think Nebraska is the place that I will go to and one of my best plays of the Friday slate of the 2-3 matchups. And by the way, Nebraska is about 4-1 in some shops to win that Stillwater region, so I do think Nebraska absolutely is one of my top plays of Friday.
I like it. Johnny, two teams we've been talking about all year are Tennessee and Texas A&M. They're the two favorites to win the College World Series. It's tough to really find flaws with either team. So taking those two out and assuming that they're going to make it to Omaha, when you look at the rest of the bracket, if you had to pick one team outside of those two that you were most confident gets to the College World Series, who would that team be?
Oh, that's a really good question, Paige. I'll be honest, because when I've looked at all the draws, you know, I've seen cases for all of them. Arkansas is a team that was my preseason winner. I think they might have a tough time. They'd have to get past Mississippi State. Mississippi State's been my team that I have a lot of money on that I've been talking about since the preseason. I think that's very possible. But honestly, I want to say Oregon State is the team that I think is going to get it done. They're going to have to win their region, which is very doable, and then they'd have to probably go to Kentucky. Now, Kentucky, for what people might think, has been a really, really good team. And, you know, let's give them their flowers. They've been a lot better than a lot of people, including myself, thought they would be. But the fact is, I think Oregon State in a three-game series with a pitcher like Aiden May, one of the elite offenses they have, I think they're going to be okay, to be honest. I haven't loved what I've seen from Oregon State, but I've believed in them all year. They were a preseason top eight team to make Omaha. In my opinion, and I feel like, you know, even the fact that they got to go to Kentucky, I do think they have enough talent to dethrone the Wildcats, the co-SEC regular season champions. So I'm going to say Oregon State. I'm not going to give you a team like Georgia or a team like, you know, even in Arkansas or a team like Clemson. I'm going to go with the Oregon State Beavers.
I like it. And then give us some value plays that you like on teams to win the national championship. You did mention Dallas Baptist 90-1. You think potentially they could be worth a look outside of some of those favorites. Anybody else that you saw their path and think maybe this team at 30-1, 40-1, 60-1 could be worth a look?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I've talked about Florida State, Mississippi State all year. I'm going to throw a team out there that I haven't really talked about. That's the Oklahoma State Cowboys. I do think they have a region where they can get upset. Absolutely. They do not have an easy path, but they don't have a murderer's row path. So mm-hmm. If Oklahoma State, with a team that has now really three really good starting pitchers, which is an excellent formula to make a run, Carson Benz, their star outfielder, is also a two-way guy. He's been kind of filling in as their Sunday guy, and he's pitched really well. He's the guy who's probably going to be a first-rounder this year. And, you know, the fact is, I think Oklahoma State, if they can get past their region, they can take down either Clemson, Vanderbilt, or Coastal in the Supers. And if they get to Omaha, I think the right side of the bracket is definitely more winnable than the left. And I just hit Oklahoma State at 40-1 to win it all, just to kind of get some skin in the game, a little bit more exposure on teams on that right side of the bracket. And you know, one of the biggest power hitters in college baseball, a guy who I think is a first-rounder next year as well, is Nolan Schubart. So there is talent on this Oklahoma State team. They've been pretty hot, and I feel like they're kind of getting into their groove, a little bit of a run that Oklahoma Sooners team that me and you talked about for 2 years straight when we were both at the mothership at NBC. And, you know, I feel like Oklahoma State's got those similar vibes, man. I really do. And you know, if they could get past their tough regional that they have, I feel like getting to Omaha is definitely in their future.
Johnny, we got a question from our guy B Mills on YouTube. Wants to know if you think Kentucky or Clemson are going to go anywhere. I know you were talking a little bit about Kentucky. They've had a great season. Clemson, second straight year that they're a national seed. Do you see either of those teams doing damage in the tournament?
I'll be honest with you. If I had to pick one of those teams to go farther, it would be Kentucky over Clemson, because even though I do have Oregon State beating Kentucky, you know, if Oregon State lays an egg, which is definitely possible, they've done it this year, if they just don't show up, Kentucky is a team that does the little things well. Clemson is a very talented offense, but their pitching has struggled as of late. The guy that they've been starting on Friday nights, Ethan Darden, who's kind of been a mixed bag, just let up 6 runs in the ACC tournament in like an inning plus. The offense is good, but the problem is, Peach, Clemson has 24 comeback wins this season. You know, it's important to be able to come back in the tournament, but when you're relying on it every weekend, it becomes an issue. And, you know, if they're playing a team that can close out a game, I think it's going to be a problem. Vanderbilt is a program under Tim Corbin that's like the New England Patriots of college baseball. They do a lot of the little things well, and I feel like Vanderbilt's going to be a handful for Clemson this week, possibly even Coastal and Gary Gilmore's last year if they decide to show up. So I do think Kentucky would have a better case to make a run over Clemson.
Johnny, in about 10 seconds before I let you go, who's your pick to win it all as of right now before the tournament begins?
Let's go Mississippi State, baby. Switch pitcher Gerangelo Sanger is going to carry Johnny V's ticket to the promised land. No more Wake Forest blowing it like last year. We're getting it done, Mississippi State. Let's go. Two championships in 4 years.
There you go. Johnny Venezia. You can follow him on X at Johnny V TV, host of the Breaking Bet podcast. Johnny, enjoy it, my friend. We'll talk again next week.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, great stuff there from Johnny. Let's talk some golf now. We got the RBC Canadian Open starting tomorrow. Time to do a little Sharp Tank, and I bring in my producer, Shawnee Sharp, for our first golfer. Shawnee, who we got up first?
Yeah, Peach. First of all, also breaking news, the charges on Scottie Scheffler have just been dropped. That was just breaking news on ESPN, so if anyone was wondering. And now the first one I have for you is Aaron Rye, top 10 finish at plus 320. I'm asking for one unit.
Yeah, I'm in on Aaron Rye this week. We talked about this golf course yesterday. First time they're playing the Canadian Open at Hamilton Golf and Country Club since 2019. Got to be a good iron player this week. It helps to be a shorter hitter. The plotters tend to do better here. Positional golf, accurate, good on approach. That's what Aaron Rye is. Plus 320, I think it's a good price. I like it. I'm in.
All right, how about last year's winner? I'm asking for a half a unit on Nick Taylor as a top 10 finish at 9-1.
I'm going to pass on Nick Taylor. He's the defending champion, but at a different course. He's Canadian. I think a lot of people will be in on him, but this is a completely different golf course. He's not quite suited as well for this course this year than he was last year, so I'm going to be out on Nick Taylor.
All right, another BetMGM top 20 finish special. I'm asking for two units on Tommy Fleetwood and Sahith Theegala to finish in the top 20. It's at plus 250.
Yeah, I'm in. I like the price, and I like the fact that this is top 20. If it was top 10, I'd probably stay away, but top 20, I'm in. I really like Sahith Theegala this week. I think he is tailor-made for this golf course, should do really good things. Tommy Fleetwood, I'll never bet him to win again because he hasn't done it yet on the PGA Tour, and he's now the new Xander Schauffele, it feels like, just can't get to the finish line, but he's extremely accurate, and he should fare well here with how well of an iron player he is, so I will take that top 20 for both those guys.
All right, how about a half a unit on an albatross to be had at the RBC Canadian Open? It's at 16-1 at BetMGM.
I love that you keep throwing these at me every single week. One of these weeks, I will take them, but this is not one of them because it's a par 70. There are only two par 5s on this course. For me to bet an albatross, I'm going to need a course where we have like four or five par 5s, maybe a drivable par 4, a hole that maybe guys make a ton of hole-in-ones on in the past like it happens every other year. Not one of those courses, so I'll pass. I'm out.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. How about one unit on Rory McIlroy to be in the final group of the final round? It's at plus 188.
It's a fun bet. I like the idea of it. However, I'm going to be out. I just would need a better price. I'd need like plus 350, plus 400. Yes, Rory is the overwhelming favorite. He's won this event two of the last three times. He won it last time they were here in 2019. You expect him to be towards the top of the leaderboard, but to be in the final group, that's a tough ask. And you're getting less than 2-1. I just don't think it's a good bet from a price standpoint. So I'm going to pass.
All right, last one here for you. I'm asking for one unit on Taylor Pendrith to finish in the top 10. It's at plus 375.
I'm in. Pendrith is one of my favorite guys this week. Rory in 2019 bombed the ball all over this course and putted really well, and that's kind of Pendrith's MO. He bombs the ball all over the course. He can hit it a mile, and he's a very good putter. Also helps that he's Canadian, so I'll have the fans behind him, and obviously with Nick Taylor winning last year, maybe we'll have another Canadian win this year. So I am in on Taylor Pendrith, top 10. Let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Casey Hudson joining us here on Send It In. Talk some hockey. Casey, before we do that, what are some of the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
We actually have 0 5-star plays, but it's that weird time of the year. NBA and NHL playoffs are gearing towards their finales. But there are a handful of 4-star bets in the MLB. Just if you guys want to take a look at that over on the BetQL app, and Tampa Bay at minus 185 versus the Athletics is one of them.
All right, there you go. So no five-star bets, but Casey, I know you got some best bets in the on the ice tonight. We got the Stars, we got the Oilers. What are some of your favorite plays in that game tonight?
Oh, yeah. Well, in this one, typically the Oilers are extremely dominant in the second period, but we saw the Stars have to kind of rearrange their game as well as their lines, and they are the ones that came up with the strong second period. Regardless, I think we're going to see a battle there, which makes me really favorable of over 1.5 puck line or total in the second period between both of these teams. Whether the Oilers come in hot in that second period or the Stars make it their own once again, I see at least two goals in that second period, so that's one of my top favorites. Dallas has been hot in that third period puck line consistently. They just continue to command the game. I've said it beforehand, the Oilers might start strong in the 40, but they kind of fizzle out in that third period. And regardless of what restructuring they might come into tonight's game with, I still see the Stars kind of owning that third period. Robertson's the kind of guy that's just going to get hot and stay hot, so I see him picking up a point tonight. And Jamie Benn has been all the kind of captain that you want to see in playoffs. I like him at just over half a point as well.
All right, very nice. Casey, how do you see the rest of this series playing out? I mean, Dallas, this is what they do. They drop game one, and then they win the series, and they're on pace to do that again. They lost game one. They've won the next two. I like the Oilers tonight, but I still like the Stars to win the series. How about you?
Yeah, I don't want to discount the Oilers. Stuart Skinner has come in pretty tight for his team, and I know there's a lot of controversy about what's going on in their D zone with Darryl Nurse, but their team has been very stout and very solid. The only reason I'm going to hand this one to the Stars is because of the consistency in what they do in Game 3 and 4. They drop that Game 1, they bounce back, but they're road warriors, kind of similar to the Florida Panthers, and they do so well in other teams' arenas. And they did it versus the Vegas Golden Knights, storm back to have back-to-back wins in Game 3 and 4. They did it versus the Colorado Avalanche, storm back to win Games 3 and 4. And I'm leaning towards them doing the same tonight. Their line changes have Robertson and Hintz on the ice together, and the goal differential and the success that those two have when they're on the same line speaks for itself. And we saw that in the last game when they completely took over in that second and third period.
Casey, what about the other series? Eastern Conference Finals all tied up at two. The last three games have all gone to overtime between Florida and New York. This series is as close as it can get. Who do you like to win it the rest of the way?
Yeah, this has been a tough one because as much as I don't like giving the Rangers credit, they come out on top. But we're seeing great things out of the Florida Panthers. They are, in many aspects, outworking the Rangers. Shesterkin has just been impossible to get past in a number of ways. But they're starting to figure out ways to get more creative with their scoring, their shot attempts, and all that. Just completely double what the Rangers are doing. And them winning an overtime game was huge for them because the Rangers typically dominate overtime, which now gives them a chip on their shoulder heading into pulling off another win. So I'm going to stick with my original thing. I think if there's any team to upset the Rangers, it's going to be the Panthers as they continue to solve this Rubik's Cube that is the Rangers.
Can't wait to see how it all plays out. Casey Hudson joining us here on Send It In like she always does every Wednesday. Casey, great stuff as always, and we'll talk to you again soon. Enjoy the rest of the conference finals.
Thanks, PJ. Have a great week.
You as well. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5 star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, it is time now for PJ's plays as we are going streaking here on a Wednesday. I believe our streak's up to 4 now, Shawnee Sharp. Is that right? We hit 3 or 4? We hit yesterday. We're at 4 after Alvarez gets us a base hit. We're going to make it 5 today with Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who's facing Chris Flexen and the White Sox. He's 4-for-10 against Flexen in his career, and he's batting .295 this season. Vladdy's really starting to pick it up. Great matchup against Flexen today. He is my guy and going streaking. My prop lock is going to be Cal Raleigh for the Seattle Mariners under a half a total base at +120. So basically no base hits for Cal Raleigh today. Why? He's facing Justin Verlander and he's 1-for-17 against Verlander in his career. Does not do well when he faces the future Hall of Famer. So I'll take Cal Raleigh under a half a total base at plus money. Dog of the day is going to be the New York Mets against the Dodgers. I mean, this one, you got to be a real sicko to take the Mets against the Dodgers, don't you? But this line is just, it just doesn't make much sense. James Paxton has been pretty good for the Dodgers and they usually win when he takes the bump. and it's the Mets. But the Dodgers did sweep them yesterday, so I think the Mets can get one today with David Peterson on the mound. I'll take the Mets plus 100. Shawnee Sharpe's also going to that Blue Jays-White Sox game. He is taking the over. I like that play as well. Two bad pitchers, and that's really the handicap that you need to know. And then tonight, my best bet in the NHL is going to be the Oilers, minus 135 against the Dallas Stars. Dallas won Game 3. I said whoever won Game 3, I'm taking the other side in Game 4. So I'm on Edmonton tonight to tie this thing up at 2-2. As for the RBC Canadian Open, we didn't forget about you. We got our full screen, my best bets for today. B-Mills in the chat says Rory top five finish. Absolutely. B-Mills, look, wouldn't even hate betting him to win at plus 400. Honestly, Rory loves the Canadian Open, but top five minus 120, I think, is an excellent play. Sahith Theegala and Taylor Pendrith are the two guys that I'm looking at, though, this week. Both excellent putters, and Theegala, just a great course fit. Pendrith, I think his distance could help him out. Lowry, who we talked about yesterday, in a top 10 with Pendrith, and then Aaron Rye, who I've been high on, and then also Daniel Berger and Mark Hubbard. Hubbard's an excellent putter, and then Daniel Berger is working his way back from injury. I think he's fully back to himself. Excellent iron player when he's right. I'll put both of those guys in my top 20 as well. Once again, recap our favorite plays for today. We're going with Vladdy. Get a base hit against Chris Flexen and the White Sox and going streaking. Cal Raleigh under a half a total base at plus 120. 1-for-17 in his career against Verlander. The Mets are my dog of the day against the Dodgers. And the Oilers are going to be my best bet today on the money line at minus 135. Thanks again to Johnny V for joining us. Casey Hudson as well. A lot of good stuff today. Talk some college baseball. Talk some NBA. Some golf. You guys missed any part of the show, go check it out. Send it in podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Listen, rate, subscribe, review. Let us know what you think, and we'll see you tomorrow for another episode of Send It In, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.